Well, the Baltimore County incident was initiated by a search warrant served out of Howard County in a case involving a kidnapping and attempted murder of a 15-year-old boy last month. The Baltimore County officers were there to serve the Howard County warrant, and ultimately we did make two arrests at that location.
Understanding the people that were arrested in Baltimore County are two of your suspects. One of them lived at the house in Reisterstown. That was Laura Carr. And then Shakita Skeeters was also arrested at that same location. Is that correct?
No. The two arrested at that location were Donald Peoples and Laura Carr. They were both arrested overnight. Shakita Skeeters was arrested a short time ago, around 2 o'clock today, at her home.
I understand. What was the relationship between Ms. Carr and the man who was killed by police, the man who swung the sword? And was that man also a suspect?
I don't have information about what the possible relationship might have been between the residents there in the house. We went to look for those suspects, and those are the suspects who were arrested, no one else.
Now, where does this case stand? Do you have all of the suspects that police were looking for, or are police looking for more suspects?
No, we believe that there were three suspects involved in the shooting of this 15-year-old boy, and they are all now in custody.
About the shooting that occurred, I guess it was occurred back in June, on June 19th.
Well, what we've learned is that these three people were responsible for the abduction of this 15-year-old boy off the street. They took him in a vehicle, picked up another suspect, and then held him at gunpoint. They then drove him into Marriottsville in Howard County, ordered him out of the car at gunpoint, and as he walked away from the car, he was shot in the back of his head.
What was the motive for this shooting?
You know, we have not confirmed what the motive might have been. We know that the suspects are involved in drug activity. We know that there was a robbery of one of our suspects of some drug money earlier in the day. So we've not been able to link exactly what the motive was, but we do know that they were involved in illegal activity.
It's clear that the suspects and victim knew each other.
We do think that the suspects and the victim knew each other.